Harper One and Harper Audio present The Sum of Our Days by Isabel Allende, translated from the Spanish by Margaret Sayers Payden, performed by Blair Brown with a foreword read by the author.
The Sum of Our Days. Several years after my memoir Paula was published, I decided to write a sequel by public demand, so to say. I was getting many letters from readers who wanted to know what had happened to my family. Had Paula's husband remarried? What happened to Nicolas, Paula's brother? What about Willie, my husband? How was I doing? The Sum of Our Days was an easy book to write because my life is like an ongoing soap opera. There's no respite. Our family is in constant drama and comedy. With relatives like mine, I don't need to stretch my imagination. My collection of friends also contribute to the excitement. Each one has a fascinating story. To help me remember the past and piece together the characters and events of recent years, I mined hundreds of letters to my mother. I wrote to my mother every single day for decades, and she did the same until she died at 98. At the end of each year, she would give me back my letters, and I saved them with hers in plastic boxes. To find out exactly what had happened at any given time, I simply pull out the corresponding box. My problem was deciding what I could tell and what was not mine to tell. In a book like this, I could easily betray the privacy of those friends or members of my family that were mentioned by their names. To avoid conflict and hurt feelings, I intended to show the manuscript to each one of them, but I write in Spanish, and most of them could not read it. I had to wait for the translation. This was a slow and complicated process. After the book was published and we started getting enthusiastic feedback from readers, my son and my daughter-in-law asked me never to write about them again. They hated it when they were stopped by strangers in the street and asked personal questions. They felt exposed. How could I blame them? My life is an open book. But I can't expect others to feel the same way.
The Capricious Muse of Dawn. There is no lack of drama in my life. I have more than enough three-ring circus material for writing. But even so, I always approach the 7th of January with trembling. Last night, I couldn't sleep. We were shaken by a storm. The wind roared among the oaks and rattled the windows of the house, the culmination of the biblical deluge of recent weeks. Some neighborhoods in our area were flooded. The firemen were not equipped to cope with such a major disaster, and neighbors waded out into the streets in water up to their waists to save what they could from the torrents. Furniture sailed down the main streets, and bewildered pets awaited their owners atop drowned cars, while reporters in helicopters captured scenes of this California winter you would have thought was a Louisiana hurricane. In some places, traffic was blocked for a couple of days, and when at last the skies cleared and the magnitude of the damage could be seen, crews of Latino immigrants were given the task of pumping out the water and removing debris by hand. Our house, set high on a hill, takes face on the fury of the wind, which bends the palms, and from time to time tore the proudest trees out by the roots, the ones that do not bow their heads. But we escaped the flooding. Occasionally, at the height of the wind, capricious waves rise up and overflow the one access road, and at those times we were trapped, observing from above the unusual spectacle of the raging bay. I like it that winter forces us to turn inward. I live in Marin County, to the north of San Francisco, 20 minutes from the Golden Gate Bridge, among hills golden in summer and emerald in winter, on the west shore of the enormous bay. On a clear day, we can see two other bridges in the distance, the hazy outlines of the ports of Oakland and San Francisco, the slow-moving cargo ships, hundreds of sailboats, and gulls like white handkerchiefs. In May, we begin to see a few intrepid adventurers hanging from multicolored comets gliding swiftly across the water, disturbing the quiet of Asian grandfathers who spend their afternoons fishing
Sample complete. Ready to continue?